Linda's not here, she apparently has a conflict, so we're on our own today.
Uh-oh, get away with anything.
Nola, would you call the roll for us, please?
Pat Hintz?
Here.
Annie Whacker?
Here.
Devin Turner? Rob Shelley?
Here.
Dwight Ellis?
Here.
Martha Turan is excused. Joanne Barnt? And also present is Ed Ehrlich, our legal counsel, and Nola Devereaux, research assistant.
And we are on mics. They can hear us in the hallway. And in the coffee room. Thank you for coming. It's been a couple of months. We were able to avoid a meeting last month because we didn't have anything pressing. Although, now it turns out...
Avoid. Not necessarily the word I like.
Oh, well. I am not Jay Leno.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, which is to
not
your...
Not sure what...
Yeah, well, Jay Leno good, isn't even
good,
Jay Leno.
Good nose or not, so... you have packets of, and you have received, hopefully by email, copies of the minutes of the November 18th meeting.
Okay. We didn't meet last week.
I will entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Rob seconds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. All right. Do we have any closed session?
Nope.
No closed session today. Okay, so we don't need to reconvene, so we're already in open. So the next item is a report from our research assistant regarding activities, office activities of the previous 2 months.
Right, yeah, 2 months. Well, Happy New Year to everyone. I've come into the new year healthy and ready to work, which is good. I, as you all know, I served jury duty, maybe at this point in time you now know that, for two days last week. I did a little research yesterday as I was putting my research assistant report together and inquired about the council communication that I put in on November 23rd relating to the rules and procedures that were approved by the board in November. I learned after doing, I did some internet research first to see that it was, you know, if it was placed into council and assigned to a committee. I learned that the file was held by the council administration for some concerns with the way that it was worded. And so at this point in time, I was not notified of this. And at this time, the deputy city clerk is hoping to call a meeting with the ethics chair and our attorney and myself to discuss the concerns, and hopefully that will be scheduled very soon in time to bring it back to the board for another review. Okay. Joanne?
For the record, I think that's outrageous that they would do that and not inform us. Mm-hmm. We could have easily had a meeting in December and redone it if there is. I also informally we were indicated that there was some sort of questions about references to the code, and we clearly have references to the code in our current rules. So I don't know what the issues are until we talk, but I just find it absolutely outrageous that we were not informed that this communication was pulled. And if Nola hadn't pursued it, we probably still wouldn't be informed.
I would agree. And I think that needs to be addressed.
It does. Absolutely.
It needs to be addressed with them. You know, it minimizes what the ethics board is charged to do. You know, if they don't feel that we're, you know, it's important enough to notify. So I would definitely be having some conversations with whomever.
Yep. You know, definitely.
Take it on up. And if you need somebody to be the heavy in the meat, just...
Well, I think it's appropriate for me to do that on behalf of the board. And at this point, I don't have any information enough to make any recommendation. I'm just telling you that I'm absolutely scandalized by the way this has been handled. And Nola was not you know, communicated, even when she brought the issue up, they were basically saying, well, you got to talk to somebody else. So, I mean, they weren't sharing whatever the issues are. So, anyway, but we will get to the bottom of it, and I guess we'll have to report at it in the next meeting.
Okay, a request has been made to the League of Women Voters to submit a letter of recommendation for Joanne Barnt for her reappointment. I understand that that letter has been faxed to the mayor's office, and that hopefully that will be introduced today in council.
Sorry.
Sorry. Condolences, Joanne.
The Statement of Economic Interest forms were printed and received. I have extra copies here for your convenience. They were received before, actually the week before Christmas. The envelopes for the mailing were ordered and received, and that mailing was sent out the week of January 4th. The employee total was 333, and the board and commission total was 156, making a grand total of 489 statements mailed. And this is up over last year, approximately 26 forms or something like that. So far, I have received 99 completed forms in the office. You're number 100.
Nola, hold on. I have not received mine.
You haven't? Okay.
No. I don't know.
My pile of mail somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. I moved, so I don't know if you have the new address.
I think I mailed it to your office. Pretty sure. But I can double check my records.
But
and
there's one.
I can
but
give
I
you a fresh one right
that would,
here.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be
we don't want to bring you up on charges.
It's only since I put the hammer down that I've gotten it in on time. So, you know.
Okay, let's see. The payroll stuffer was printed, and it will go out with the payroll tomorrow. I was contacted by the treasurer's office that they did receive the stuffer, and it was sheeted according to every department, so approximately 4,300 something go out, and those are not distributed to fire and police, you know, rank and file fire and police people, because they are not in our jurisdiction. That's Fire and Police Commission. Let's see, what else? The 2007 Statement of Economic Interest forms were delivered to records retention. And just for your information, the 2 years of statement forms are kept in the office for our use. And this year, I am still awaiting the purchase order from Comptroller's office relative to my contract. And that's all I have to report.
Is that a normal wait?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody have any further questions for Nola? Thank you, Nola. How's your other job going?
It's going very well. I think they'd like two of me.
They want to pay double.
They can't have the other you.
Okay. I'll tell them you said that.
We're going to go to the mat on this one.
Okay.
So.
They'll lose.
Unfortunately, the next item on the agenda is election of ethics board officers. Does anyone have a nomination for
a
slate?
Yeah, I nominate. Dwayne calls for chair.
I hope there's no second.
Oh, there'll be a second.
Oh, we'll see.
Well, are you interested in continuing?
Oh. The
don't
That's never the question.
Are you willing if to continue?
That's not even a question either.
If elected, I will serve. I'm not voting for myself. Let's put it that way. What about a vice chair? Any word on Martha?
The last I heard was last week, and she was still in the rehab center. I have not heard that she wishes to continue or does not wish to continue. I haven't heard either way. However, as a practical matter, if there was a situation in which Dwight was not able to be here, it would be probably best that we seek someone who could step up. Because yeah, I don't think I can have the gavel.
You don't think you can?
I think that's an issue, just, you know.
Yeah. For availability.
I mean, I hate to do it without Martha's input, but it in terms of attendance and ability to attend and her health status and everything else, I do think we should consider another alternative vice chair. I think isn't that all we have, is those two offices?
Mm-hmm. We only have how many members of the board, 6?
So
seven member board.
There's 7, but yeah. You know. Any nominations? Any volunteers?
I'll volunteer.
Good.
I'm almost always here.
Annie wants to wield the big stick.
I have a nomination.
I'll second her nomination.
Great.
Nominated.
So we have Slate, any more nominations? Do we have an election competition?
Annie wouldn't have entered the fray if she thought this was going to be competitive.
Right, well.
Oh, no. An election or two.
Okay. Absolutely.
We've got one guy at the Milwaukee Bar Association wants to be on the board, but he always wants to run unopposed because he doesn't want to
lose. We might have to adjourn the vote until next month so we could have a lobbying.
I'll have to file my campaign.
Sure. What's your campaign?
All in favor of the nominated officers of Dwight Ellis as chair and Annie Wacker as vice chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimously elected.
We're gonna have a party after.
That's a
confetti. Yeah, where's
the balloons?
The balloons coming down.
Oh,
and the balloons,
yeah.
Go out to Massachusetts and join in the.
No.
Either the.
I'd be in
the funeral.
I'd definitely be at the funeral.
Okay. I guess the other item is. You've already reported on the returns.
Kind of already reported. Because,
I mean, that was part of your report in terms of, I think you've received 100 out of 489.
489 or something like that.
489, yeah. So.
Only thing to add on that is that I would say that individuals calling for questions seems to be light this year. Fewer questions. So I don't know if that's that they're getting used to the form or or what. You know, usually people who are new to filing the form will call and say, you know, ask a question or two. But
although this is, I don't know if we are going to violate the open records agenda issue, but I was going to ask you, Ed, is there anything on the final follow-up with regard to the matters for the 2008 SEI forms, the ones that were under prosecution?
No. There's nothing to report other than one individual came to court, pled guilty, and the forfeiture was levied at $200, I believe it was. The bail amount is $360-something, I can't remember. And the other three never showed. It was a default judgment. They stand as judgments held by the Milwaukee Municipal Court. Now, what happens is it turns into a warrant. Now, needless to say, the police department doesn't have the manpower or the resources to go out looking for them, but if they get stopped on the interstate and run their name through the computer, it'll show them.
And then what would happen? Would they
be taken into custody?
Into custody. Okay. Is there any communication of that to them as a consequence of the default judgment?
The court sends them a notice that the judgment has been taken against.
But what about the consequences? Does that get it? Okay. Because I'm just thinking if there was a way to try and prompt them to do that, to avoid that, you know, I don't know whether that would do
it. At this point, it's out of your hands.
Right. No, I'm just trying to, you know, close it out. Right. Okay.
But they have to do business with.
Okay, great, thank you. All right, so then we have three, it looks like three additional newly submit filed statements of economic interest to be reviewed for clarity and completeness.
Now, these would be individuals who are new to these boards or commissions, so.
It looks like they've, well, let's see, one of them is filed on the old, two of them on the old form.
Which would make sense because of the dates of when they came in. Yeah, when they got them. I think the one from the employee retirement system, I think this individual is able to print his right off the ethics board website.
This one was signed 9/30. Is it just?
Which one?
Jeffrey Johnson.
Oh, Jeffrey Johnson. It was received in our office on November 13th, which why I didn't have it at the last meeting is a bewilderment to me. Let me just see. Did we review his last time? Oh, we reviewed his last time. So Jeffrey Johnson was reviewed already.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I was just looking. Okay, so.
So actually.
The two that are reviewed are Gus Petropoulos.
Petropoulos.
Yeah. Trustee of the Employee Retirement System. And the other one is that Steve Smith?
Yes, Steve Smith, sorry.
Commissioner, Board, well, just is the facts, didn't print through. Board of City Commissioner.
That under part 1B on Steve Smith, I can't read the second. It says City of Milwaukee. Something
deferred compensation
program.
Program.
And it looks like nationwide probably.
Annuity.
Yeah. Oh, is that one? Okay.
Nationwide is insurance.
Okay, well, I don't have any comments on either of these.
Johnson.
They appear to be complete. Anybody else have any comments? So the minutes will reflect that we've reviewed those two. The next item is to pick a meeting date for our next meeting. February. It looks like Common Council is on the 26th. So our normal third Wednesday would be the 17th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Does that fit for everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Here's February.
Yeah.
Yeah, 17.
What is that? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. I was looking at March. So LI.
February.
Pardon?
It's the same. March is the same.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, but I was just looking. It's the 17th would be LI, which is licenses. Okay. I just look for potential conflicts.
What is the words that's prior to that date? It's like 16.
Spring something elections, spring primary election is on the 16th,
the day before. Okay.
Yeah. So are we okay with February 17th?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good. Do we want to pick March as long as everyone's calendars? I mean, I don't know if you. 17th the same for March too.
Well, that's a national holiday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're done by noon.
Yeah.
National holiday?
That is. Well,
St. Patrick's
Day.
Oh, that's not my national holiday.
But you could adopt it like lots
of us
do.
Have green beer.
Is there a
a rule that we have to have it here?
No.
Any number of those establishments. Yeah, that's good. Go right on the right nose.
That would be a first. There we go.
Actually, we did have one meeting at Pat's office once.
What?
Remember that? We had a meeting at your office once.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we could do it at what? Patty's Pub?
Yeah. For revising something.
Right. Oh, yeah. That was a committee meeting, wasn't it?
Should I ask the city clerk if we could have it at
Patty's Pub?
O'Donoghue.
We're going to upscale a little bit.
Oh, no, you got to go to Haggerty's on Blue Mountain.
Oh. Haggerty's, there you go.
Haggerty's on Blue Mountain.
Army Gives.
Is that in the county?
Is it in the city?
It's in the city.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's in the city.
It's absolutely.
We might actually get visitors then.
Don't you think we should go out to the people sometime?
Yeah, sometimes.
I guarantee you a lot of city business has been conducted in Haggerty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so.
Okay, so we're looking at February 17th and March 17th.
Yeah.
Place to be determined.
Place to be determined.
TBD.
6 months. Okay, and hopefully we will have this thing resolved about our rules by the next month's meeting so we can get that back to approve. Entertaining a motion for adjournment? This could be an all-time record.
Could be.
No.
Okay, so Annie moved.
We started late now.
I think this is great.
The Office of Commissioner sent me a response.
You want to turn it off? Thank you all.
Now I-